This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Don't know if you've seen the new Matrix movie, where again, machines make humans live in a false virtual reality. But if we understand our world in part through statistics, what if imperfect numbers are distorting our view of the economy? And some are worried about how we've been measuring the health of the job market or inflation or how much technology helps us get done with our time, that is productivity. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right, these off-cited economic statistics, what's your concern?
Let's talk about jobs. The BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, has really struggled to come up with accurate job figures in 2021. They underestimated the number of jobs by nearly 1 million. Give you another example. Headline inflation, it's up sharply. But researchers into the digital economy, you know, when they take a deep dive into high-tech gear, what they find is that the official inflation numbers may be too high.
What can you tell us about what the core of the problem is?
Okay, first I want to say what isn't the problem. There is no criticism of the agencies that produce the economic numbers. Look, they're aware of the problem, they're trying to address them, but they're hampered by a lack of resources. That said, here's the core of the problem. Our basic economic numbers haven't kept up with the dramatic changes in the digital-dominated economy.
All right, haven't kept up, but how deep do you think this problem runs?
So there's this wonderful conference. It was put together by the Progressive Policy Institute, and it was organized around the need for better statistics. And economist Diane Coyle, she updated a well-known paper by Zvi Grilliches. It's from the mid-1990s. And in trying to understand the productivity numbers, he calculated that the easy-to-measure productivity sectors, like agriculture, manufacturing, accounted for only 30% of the economy in 1990, and that's down from 49%. In 1947. Now, here's the thing. Coyle updated his calculations, and by 2019, only 23% of the economy was easy to measure when it came to productivity. So that's what? A fifth of the economy.
So what I'm hearing is the hardest to measure parts of the economy when it comes to, for instance, productivity include some of the most innovative and important sectors like high tech and finance.
That's right. And these digital technologies, we know they're fundamentally altering the economy, but it's becoming harder to understand from the existing numbers whether we're seeing economic progress or not.
So it's almost like an infrastructure problem. We're looking for statistical infrastructure.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers that we rely on right now largely came out of the Great Depression and the Second World War. There was a real need for better numbers. Well, once again, the need is there. With the rise of the digital economy, we need better data, and we need better ways of gathering that data.
All right. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.